This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now recommends vaccinated people in certain parts of the country wear masks while indoors, reversing a decision the agency made 2 months ago. In another reversal, the CDC also now recommends teachers, students, and staff wear masks inside schools, regardless of vaccination status. The decision to recommend masks indoors, the CDC says, was based on surging COVID-19 case numbers in parts of the country reporting low vaccination rates. The rising caseload is driven by the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. There have also been a number of so-called breakthrough cases in which fully vaccinated people are infected, though they generally become less sick. According to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, with earlier variants of the virus, vaccinated people showed low levels of the virus and were considered unlikely to be spreaders. But with the Delta variant, she said the levels of the virus found in the noses and throats of infected vaccinated people was indistinguishable from infected unvaccinated people. Health officials say vaccines remain effective against the worst outcomes of infection with the virus, including those involving the Delta variant. A former Air Force intelligence analyst has been sentenced to 45 months in prison for leaking to a journalist top secret information about the U.S. government's drone strike program. Daniel Hale told a federal judge he felt compelled to disclose the information out of guilt over his own participation in a drone program that he believed was indiscriminately killing civilians in Afghanistan. Hale said he accepted responsibility for his actions, but also asked for mercy.